If you listen to the campaign this weekend, you'd think there was no economic crisis at all. Joining us now is Jeff Zeleny of the New York Times. It appears that both campaigns, or at least the McCain campaign explicitly, wants to change the message away from the economy to something else. Jeff, what is it the McCain campaign is going for at this point?
Well, good morning. In the final month of the campaign, of this very long campaign, the advisors for Senator John McCain have said that they are going to press the issue of Senator Obama's character. They are going to really raise the question of who Senator Barack Obama is. You heard it through the language of Governor Sarah Palin as she was out campaigning this weekend. You've seen it through ads and other things. So for the next 30 days, as the economy is the main story, there are going to be questions about who Senator Obama really is. The Obama campaign, of course, is saying that this is a distraction. We should not be turning the page from these financial issues. But today, the Obama campaign is striking back and reprising John McCain's role in the 1980s and early 90s in the Keating Five scandal.
The savings and loan scandal.
Things are heating up. Going forward.
Well, as you noted last week when we spoke to you, the economy does seem to be trending towards Obama, and a lot of battleground states aren't looking so battlegroundish anymore. But explain for us what this accusation is on the part of the McCain campaign. It was something that was floated by Rush Limbaugh and others on conservative talk radio, his association with an individual who was a member of the Weather Underground.
That's right. That's one of the claims, but basically, a gentleman from Chicago by the name of Bill Ayers, he was a member of the Weather Underground, a radical group in the 1960s. He's from Chicago. He's since become a school reformer in Chicago. He's very close to Mayor Daley. He's led school reform efforts in Chicago. Well, the Republicans and Senator McCain are trying to link him to Senator Obama. They live fairly close to each other. They have had an association somewhat, but Senator Obama points out, look, I was 8 years old when this happened in the 1960s. This issue is not new. It came up in the primary campaign with Senator Clinton. Senator Obama was asked about it during a couple debates.
And it didn't work for Clinton.
Reprised.
It didn't work for Clinton. So what makes the McCain folks think that this is somehow going to gain traction just weeks before the campaign in the midst of all this economic madness?
Well, that was a Democratic primary, and this is a general election, so the electorate is certainly much different. But you're absolutely right. I mean, there are some Republicans who think this may backfire on them because the economy still remains the elephant in the room, if you will, and it's something that voters want to talk about. So I'm not sure that this will work, but the Obama campaign is obviously concerned enough that it is raising something that so far it has not talked much about.
Well, they certainly don't want to end up
role in the savings and loan scandal.
They certainly don't want to end up like Senator Kerry, who didn't really respond to Swift Boat until it was too late. But I guess the question really is, these kinds of charges work in a Rove style, a Karl Rove style, extremely divided electorate. If it's not really divided, and there's strong momentum in Obama's favor, this looks much more like a desperation ploy. And I don't want you to speculate, but quickly before we go, what do you think?
Well, some of these states where Senator Obama appears to have a lead, in Pennsylvania, in Ohio, in Indiana, there are still questions about who he is. People are not that familiar with him. So I think something like this, no question, can help on the margins, help Senator McCain and raise questions about Senator Obama. But
the economy is
on the mind of voters, no
right.
question.
Looking for the margins when people have the economy on their mind. Jeff Zeleny, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Jeff Zeleny covers the campaign for our partners, the New York Times.